Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, and all of our friends along the way, especially those at the National Hall of Fame and Museum in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We're joined now by one of those that will be inducted, and it has been a long time in coming. He was a two-time NCAA champion for Cornell University as a wrestler. Yes, I said as a wrestler. He thought he'd won, if I recall, the 125.5-pound freestyle slot at the U.S. Olympic Trials held in Ames, Iowa, just 30 miles away from where I sit. He joined us now, does Dave Obel. Dave, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Scott.
Hey, good to talk to you, and congratulations on the coming inductions. It has been a long time coming. Let's take you back, Dave, to that period of time in your life where you were a young man and highly motivated to do your absolute best. It seems that others may have had different designs on your career at that point, as you thought you had won that spot, that Olympic spot. And there came another final wrestle-off with Terry McCann. Can you talk to us for a brief moment about that?
Well, obviously it was a bitter disappointment to have to compete against someone that didn't go to the trials, and Terry didn't go because of a apparently knee injury, and I had a knee injury the same year, but I was afraid to skip the trials. I didn't think I'd get invited into the camp just because of the old AAU politics that seemed to be at work in those days. And so I went to the trials, and I injured my other knee and then tore my ribs. So I got beat up pretty good in the trials, even though I won it. I think I pinned like 11 out of 13 or 10 out of 12 or something like that. But it was a real hardship to have to go, and, you know, I couldn't train for about 2 months and then go to the trials against Terry. And, of course, Terry was one of my idols when he was here at the NC2A tournament. Back when I was in high school, and he just ripped everybody up, and I remember telling friends of mine at the time, I hope I never have to wrestle that guy.
Well, and wrestle him you did. We're joined by Dave Obel. Dave, as a wrestler, a coach, a leader in this sport, you are able now to set aside that difference you had with McCann. As a matter of fact, you became good friends with him, did you not?
It just worked out that when I had an opportunity to coach at UCLA, knowing that Terry lived at Dana Point, California, I called him and asked him if he'd be willing to come up and do some work with our kids. And he was very happy to do it, and he invited me down to his place. I stayed at his home and got acquainted with his family and so on, and we became good friends. We stayed in touch over the years since then.
It's something that can bring you two so close together, the wrestling matches that you competed with each other in, and something that could drive you apart ended up bringing you back together. I think that's rather unique about our sport, don't you?
I that's what I've always loved about wrestling, is that it's a great fraternity of people that that don't enjoy the same outlook on life.
It was back in November when Leroy told me of this pending class, Leroy Smith, I should say, and I was rather taken aback because I looked at these names and I go, wow, it's taken this long for these guys to be recognized, and what a class it is. Outstanding American, Chief Chad Smith of Oklahoma, Dr. Bernie Feldman of Pellis Park, Illinois. Medal of Courage goes this year to Rick Yarosh of Windsor, New York, a great official. A great official in Jim Ramirez of Arkansas City, Kansas. Also, Ruland Gardner, I think, is one of those guys, along with you, that headlines this class, along with Russell Camilleri and Lincoln McElravy. Can you talk to us about the class you're going in with, knowing what you know about this class? What are your feelings about being among these folks?
Well, obviously, it's a tremendous group of athletes, and For instance, Russ Camilleri and I were on the Olympic team together and in several training camps together. We got to be good friends, and I spent a lot of time with Russ in the off season in California at his home, and he's just always been one of the guys that I have great admiration for. And as several people have said about me, and I say the same about Russ, it was long overdue to get us into the hall. And of course, it's a great honor in spite of the amount of time that it's taken. But I'm just looking forward to meeting some of the fellows that I had never met in person before. That's going to be a real pleasure for me. So that's my opinion on that.
To be honored by your peers for a lifetime achievement, certainly as an athlete and as somebody who's given so much to this sport, I think is a tremendous honor indeed. But it's in many ways your way to give back as well. Cornell University has come a long way since 1959-1960. And if you think about all that time that's passed and how many athletes that program has serviced, you're one of those examples. You're one of the guys that has done well because of the education you received at Cornell, because of wrestling. Is there ever a moment in your life that you don't think about our sport when you think about the benefits that has prevailed in your life because of the sport?
Well, definitely. I never would have gone to college if it hadn't been for wrestling. And I've tried to give back whenever I could because of the sacrifice and the volunteer work that my coaches did. And I just have a great admiration for the people, and especially at the high school level, a coaching fraternity that brings guys into a good environment and gives them a good outlet for all that excess energy and aggression and all that sort of thing. I know Cornell, they did a study on delinquency back in the 50s, and they found that after a wrestling program started there that in Ithaca High School and at the YMCA, that delinquency dropped like 30%. So
wow! Wow!
I figured I was one of those. I
may still be delinquent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I may still be delinquent. Our guest, Dave Abla, a two-time NCAA champion for Cornell and a gold medalist at the 1960 Pan American Games. Where is that gold medal now, Dave?
It's in my little trophy case. It was in a box in the basement for years and years, and that's now it's on a little display case that's out in my office. But that and a little fourth place plaque that I got at the 64 games, and so those are great mementos.
Is there a moment in your professional, and I call each one of the athletes that are wrestling at college, I really do, I call them professionals because they are absolutely that. They are the best at what they do. And you are one of those guys. Is there a moment in your professional career, during your wrestling career, that stands out the most for you in your career?
I'd have to say the championship at Maryland, winning the NCAA tournament second time, and even though I was badly injured, I didn't want to go to the tournament, and my coach twisted my arm and got me to go, and because it was in front of basically a home crowd, I was just a real thrill, and my family was there. They'd never been able to go to the tournaments that were far away, such as Iowa the year before. So I had a great support group there, and was just happy for them as well as, for the fact of winning it and getting the OW was just a bonus, and that probably stands out.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a great one. By the way, you can join us in Stillwater, Oklahoma for the weekend. And I'll be there on the 3rd, and then it goes on from the 4th, the 5th, and kind of winds down on the 6th. the big time dinner, of course, where everybody's inducted. It's a black tie affair. There's the Hall of Fame night when the Hall of Fame is open with all the inductees and the past honorees and those that will be in the future as well. And America's youth will be served as well, as Logan Stieber is receiving the Dave Schultz National Award. So it's quite a weekend, quite a an experience to be a part of this wonderful weekend. And Dave Abel, you're going to be saluted, and rightfully so, my friend. Congratulations to you, to your family. Thank you for the efforts that you've put forward on behalf of our sport. Great leadership. And I think a lot of it has to do with your involvement in this sport. I truly do. Good job, Dave.
Thank you, Scott.
God bless you, and congratulations.
Thanks again.